Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is Wednesday, and it's the last day of the month, August 31st, 2011. So, boy, we have call-ins tonight, and we did change our Saturday show to Station 2 a couple hours earlier, so that way it'll help all you wonderful people back east. Want to be up till 1 o'clock in the morning. So our shows will be the same time, which will be Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Let's do a, we'll do a trauma clearing here. Here we go. So think of a trauma that you may have had more recently. If not, get one that's later on. Here we go. In your distant past. So think of something now. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And again, one, two, three, four, five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Do it again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, that sounds better. Okay, so back to you, Carrie, if you're out there somewhere floating around.
Yep, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Wednesday on BBS. We are on Station 1, so as Ron mentioned, for any of you that weren't listening on Monday, I think we mentioned it also, the Saturday show will be moving a couple of hours earlier and moving over to Station 2. So Monday and Tuesday stay as they were on Station 1, and Friday on Station 2, and now Saturday on Station 2. Actually, we're trying to find out whether it's 6:55 or 7 o'clock. So we'll be confirming that shortly. So, Ron, I don't see any questions on the fast chat yet. Oh, except Kathy. Kathy has written, is anyone going to the expo in L.A. this October? So, for any of you who may not know, Ron will be in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo, and that's the last day of September, and then that's on Friday, and then the 1st and 2nd of October, which is the Saturday and Sunday. And that is held at the LAX Hilton on Century Boulevard every February, and now they've, I think this is the second year they've had an October Expo also. So that that's coming up soon, and then a little later in the month, as many of you know, Ron will be in New York at the New Yorker Hotel. And Ron, I'm really sorry, I don't have the dates for that.
I think it's something like the 21st, I believe. I think it's
Yeah.
I can double check my calendar here, but that's what I think it is.
And yeah.
So the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. So it'll be the third weekend. Well, it's actually, it's actually since the first weekend starts on the 1st, which will be when the expo is going on in L.A., it would be actually the third.
The fourth weekend, yeah.
The fourth weekend. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the way time works, you know. Days and time, they're all kind of similar here. So let's see if anybody wants to do a timeline crash for something here. So we'll find out who wants to call in or write something on the fast chat here.
Okay, so if you'd like to call in, we are on Station 1, and I'll give out a couple of numbers. I think we're on Line 1, so let's say Line 3, which is, the lines have been jumped around. So the 800 number is now printed as Line 1, but I'm not sure that that's correct. I think maybe that's the Canada and U.S. toll-free, 888-627-6008, and then let's just use, let's have a look, 530-413-4522. So if you have a question about the light chip, about healings, you have a sample you'd like or that Ron can do for us, or a timeline crash that you would like, do give a call, and we'll Ron will see how he can help you. So let's have a look. We do have some questions now, Ron. Pete in Australia is asking, do feelings, as in emotions, imprint on the spirit?
Yes, of course. Yes, they do. That's why you have to have your spirit cleansed after each incarnation. That's your past life review. That's one way you could talk about that. Remember, your spirit takes on all of your stuff, and it looks like you as far as your appearance. So if you happen to be in the hospital and die of maybe lung cancer or something like that, then so does your spirit. So it has to be dusted off and rejuvenated. This is what the light of the darkness does. It has to take away that emotional stuff, which could take typically about 5 years to do sometimes. And sometimes people don't reincarnate till about 50 years. Now it's a little different because we're at the end of the 2,000-year cycle and they want to get as much mileage out of you as possible before ascension time comes, because it's possible that your spirit may not be here. So they want to really use it heavy duty now and get a lot of mileage out of it. So people are incarnating more often. And that could be also because they're told, boy, you better get back down there quick, because the laws of karma here, your karmic wheel is spinning a lot, and you know there's some special thing coming up every 2,000 years, so you got to get yourself fixed up. You got to make all those amends, you know, and give yourself away to all these people because you made all these hardships for them. So that's another thing that they do is guilt. But, yes, the spirit does take on all the imprinting, just like your emotional body does, of what the person is going through. Also pain and everything else. So all this stuff is put into your spirit. It absorbs all this. And then it has to be cleansed. Now what happens is if for some reason you incarnate too soon before that cleansing process is done, remember the light of the darkness does this. They want to get you so that you're fully whole and complete again, so when you come back down here again for your umpteenth time, you are raring to go. Remember, but if you come in too soon and you don't get cleaned off enough, then typically you have a lot of birth defects. Okay, maybe you're born a certain way with some kind of handicap or something because that wasn't taken care of. Remember, your spirit integrates with your body, and if it's not completely healed, then your body won't have the energy coming to it. You must all realize that. This is why we do clearings now, so that your body can heal because of the gunk that you have accumulated in these energetic bodies. So the spirit would be the same. So yes, it does take on that. And what I will say too from Peter, yeah, you got an email sent over to me, very interesting, yeah, about the love energy and the Love Walks In song. So that is the only way that I could do something to bring forth an energy like that. That would be, I couldn't say peace walks in because love is there. So people associate love, but mainly when I talk about source energy, it's always peace energy. And yes, I do use, you know, that song a lot, Love Walks In by Van Halen, Contact Is All It Takes. And that's what they put it there. It would be initially peace, but they didn't name it that. So, and that would be duality, you know, love, naturally. So, you know, I'm kind of like keeping my fingers crossed here. And I think you all understand it. So thank you, Peter. You're very observant there. So blessings to you. So I think we got a beep here. Do we have a beep, Carrie, you think?
I think we did, yeah. Somebody on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hello, Marcy.
Hi. I was wondering if I could have some kind of a sample healing. I injured my back, and I have numbing from my feet up to my pelvis, and it's very uncomfortable. I had an MRI tonight to see what's going on, and it's very hard to walk. When I lay down, it gets better, but then when I sit up or stand, it gets much worse. So,
okay.
I'm not sure what's going on for sure.
see what we can do here for you, okay? Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
So, 1, 2, 3, I'm yawning as I'm doing this, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to do a entity clearing for you to get rid of some of the entities that may have attached to you. Remember, they all will have bad backs too, or similar situations, pulled muscles or whatever. Here we go. 1, get rid of entities. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do another clearing for you to help you out, Marcy. I'm going to do a clearing for sadness. That's kind of coming up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
I was going to ask if you could tell if my stomach is being affected because of the numbing, because my stomach is upset and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, maybe a pinched nerve or something. What actually happened briefly?
Oh, I was moving furniture.
Ah, okay.
I think about the
ouch
a few weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. So I'd say you probably got a pinched nerve, although I don't diagnose things, but imagine everybody
else
would probably assume the same thing.
Because I can't take any pain medication because of my stomach, because I can't keep anything down right now.
Well, I have seen this around. It might be at gyms, but somehow there's something that you... It's like a board that you lay on, and you strap your feet with something, you know, little things that go on your feet. And then
a gravitator thing where you go upside down?
Yeah, you go upside down. Maybe that might help you to relieve the downward pressure, go the other direction. I don't know, but, you know.
I could see if the Y has anything like
that. Thought there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. And I'm sending money for the magnetic twisted body coming up this next week.
Okay, great, great.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Also, a timeline crash for pain might help.
Yeah, Pauline is mentioning that Ron on the first had a timeline crash for Mossy's injury for pain, so maybe we can do that now for Mossy.
Yeah, we could do that, sure. Here we go. And I'm thinking of this out loud here. What I'm thinking about is how many timelines, and this is probably true for everybody here, stuff happens. And how many timelines you think that stuff is happening to you on, and then how many timelines is it good where it doesn't happen. So it's another way of looking at things. I saw this, I don't know, one of those Greg magazine things, you know. Let's see here. I got it right over here. Here we go. I got it. Angelique bought this. She doesn't normally buy them, but this one here is the Sun. It says, last, on the front cover, Last Days, Secrets of Government Death Map. It's about earthquakes and floods. It says, where disasters will hit. Where are, will your town be first? Bible has the answers.
Oh, my.
I guess the White House, apparently, according to the thing here on the front page, is using psychics and different people to find out what's going to happen next. So what they're doing is, what this is leading me to, remember, the Bible is only one timeline, okay? More than likely only one, unless more alien races are getting on board to make this actually happen stronger. But typically, that's just a timeline. And this is what I'm saying about Marcy's condition and everybody else out there who has something, because we all have something. You know, how many timelines are okay, and which one are you on? Maybe you only have one timeline where this accident happened. Kind of like the Bible code, you know. So that one's really ingrained and really maybe a standard, a constant, probably the most negative one. It's not because it's in the Bible. It's just because it's already written, okay? So that's the prophecy, okay? So that one, all the aliens are going to jump on board because it's already written. Everybody has it. So that's your roadmap, okay? Now, how many of those things don't come true? You know, they're on a different timeline if they don't. So you have to realize that, are other people living here in a different timeline? So like I mentioned, you know, when Irene was happening, you know, just say maybe a half a week or a week ago, we'll say, that since I live across the country and I'm, you know, 3,000 miles away typically, if I didn't have any news from TV or radio or from just hearing about it on the Internet, because I don't watch TV. I do watch movies. I don't watch TV, though. But I wouldn't even know it's happening, okay? So I want you to kind of think about this here. So if I didn't know that it was happening, then that would not be in my timeline. It doesn't affect me whatsoever because I don't live there on that timeline. But the people back east were all living on that timeline when that happened. And it could be also multiple timelines. This is why the people that were dedicated to doing timeline crashes probably actually saved a lot of you know, stuff from happening, okay? Because they were taking the timelines down that all this devastation was on. So each one probably is like, you know, like another straw on the camel's back, you know. And if you got rid of all those straws, maybe that thing would have completely vanished entirely. So you have to kind of look at it and how it's working. And so it just gives you a different way to perceive this here. So how many aliens are attached to the Bible to bring forth those timelines, okay? And naturally, you know, when you go back in the past on it, you go, yeah, this really happened. Well, that's timelines. And, you know, like I said, if you didn't listen to the news like I didn't listen to, but I did see about the earthquake and hear about it from people. But if I didn't know that and I was cut off completely, that would not even be in my reality. And like I say, going a little further here, is your neighbor really living where they are right now if you don't look at their house? Is that house materialized, okay? If the people live in it, in their timeline, it's there, okay? But if they don't look at your house or wherever you're at, you see, then are you going to exist for them? Because it takes a lot of energy to materialize all this stuff. Because each one of these places or houses or streets could be on its own separate timeline. So that's just information for everybody. So timeline crash for Marcy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, good luck, Marcy. I hope you feel better soon. I felt that, actually, Ron, so that probably did injuries for all of us, perhaps. I felt quite heavy from what you were doing for Marcy. So, let's see. Yeah, so Neat is commenting, changing the TV channel is akin to changing the timeline being viewed. That's an interesting way of putting it. I'm wondering, I'll just quickly ask you this, Ron, if you have a quick answer for it before I go to the next question. I'm just thinking, if this were a planet of light and we did not have any timelines here, but it is still a huge planet and we are little on it and we don't know what's going on around the other side of the world, like none of us would even know Peter existed in Australia if we didn't have the media and so forth, but we wouldn't all be on different timelines, presumably, if there were a planet. This were a planet of light, right?
Yeah, there'd only be one frequency of light, and so you would all be experiencing everything in non-judgment and living, a life of what you'd wanted to experience, and you wouldn't care what's happening to somebody else because it really wouldn't. Interfere or connect with you because everything would be separate. So remember, they always use the word oneness, but you're all connected to oneness, that you're in oneness with everything. Well, the source energy created everything, and in a sense, from light, you would be, typically in oneness, but that's the only thing that it would go to, would be that. So it gets to be kind of confusing for people who don't completely understand, and at times it gets confusing for me also, because it's very hard to communicate information, just like what Peter said, with the love comes walking in, how can I reference that when I claim that love is in duality? So he's completely right, and it's really hard to bring forth information without using the terms in duality here, because that's all that we can talk about. So it's quite interesting. Marcy's clearing was very, very heavy. So I'm sure Marcy's listening. It's not that the energy from her was really heavy, but I think I was clearing the energy from everybody that has had a back problem. Remember, when these programs come on, and you're just listening, and we do a clearing for that. When I specify a clearing, that's automatically, in a sense, connecting to your spirit, and the spirit says yes, so the clearing is working on you, whether you typically ask for it or not. When you go to the light ship, then when you go into certain rooms, then it's up to you to request your healing. But if we go into a room where they work with hearts, for instance, everybody's heart is going to be worked on, unless you say no. Okay? So the reason why that was so heavy is that everybody, I'm sure, listening has had a problem with maybe, bending over and, pulling a muscle or a pinched nerve or something. It's just part of living here, And so this is why the clearing was heavy. It wasn't from Marcy's being so bad. It was that everybody else, for myself, doing the clearing was energy is going through my body, so you're actually feeling that energy. Now, if you felt it yourself being very heavy, then that's because maybe that's on your doorstep, okay? Maybe that's going to happen to you, and it's coming up. You know, pop goes the weasel, you know? And all of a sudden, you may have had something that would have happened, and now we cleared it from you. So that's another way of looking at it. Anyway, I guess back to you, Carrie. In fact, we should think of a theme. I mentioned this before. What kind of theme could we have for Wednesday nights here? Friday we got paranormal, and we don't always stick to it, but I would like to if we could.
Okay.
Can we get a theme for, you know, for the Wednesday shows? Mondays just seems to be a show where everybody's kind of getting recentered to start the week off. And the show is, to me, a very light show. It's not real heavy.
Yeah.
It's just a show to bring in life force for everybody to sustain them throughout the week. That's kind of how I perceive the Monday show. And then naturally, you know, Saturday we go to the light ship. So we got to get a theme on today's show, everybody, where we can maybe stick to that theme, possibly. We don't always have to, but at least we can know what we could be covering or what you need to know or something, and keep it maybe a little more focused, if that's possible. It'd just be a good idea, I think. It doesn't have to go that way, but it's we do have, you know, three shows already identified with what's happening, and this one here is not. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I just heard a beep. Is has somebody called in?
20 minutes ago. I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Okay. I wanted to ask Ron, was there a difference between the spirit and the soul, or was there a compromising energy there, or are they both the same, one as the other?
Okay, yeah. Good question. Okay, I use the word spirit mainly because on the light ship, everything is spirit. It's all the same. And there's no difference between one or the other. The only difference would be when they choose the light beings, or after you leave the light ship, when you choose to incarnate into a different life form. So that's the only basic change and difference is that you're going to find with spirit. So everything on the light ship is spirit. It's all the same. The energy is all the same. Now, down here, they use the word soul. And where the word came from, I don't know, but it typically indicates that, you know, the big S for spirit, and then you're, you know, like a little S, but they call that the soul in place of a little spirit S, okay? So they use soul, which means that you're a part of the whole, but you're just an individual, say, creation manifestation of that. So they use the word soul. Now, very interesting that you brought it up. Is it the same? Well, it should be the same, but maybe through the English language or other languages that would use that word, maybe the dark side wanted that to be called soul so they have more control over your own spirit. So they gave your spirit a nickname of soul. You know, I'm just looking at that, you know, how they could attach to you. Maybe if you, you know, changed your vocabulary, if you are using the word soul and you change it to spirit, and that's, you know, personal with you, just like your soul would be, the same, similar definition, but if you got away from using the word soul, maybe they could not attack you as much. Remember how your natal chart has all these letters that make up words. And maybe that's the main controlling word that they use to you know, capture your own spirit. They call it a soul. Anyway, just an idea there. But for me, it would be the same. So if the people hear me say the word spirit, and they were brought up on the explanation that spirit is source energy, and soul is just an expression of that, then they may get a little confused because I normally always use the word spirit. I know on the some of the earlier shows, I would always use them both just to kind of help people out. But normally I just use the word spirit. So back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, and may I please have a healing on my left ankle, too?
Okay, we got an owie.
Yes, well, yes, it's puffed up a little bit. It doesn't have a nice form to it. It's puffed up.
Okay, so like
it's
circulation
kind of a weakness,
or
and I explained it a few
lymphatic.
Days ago.
We'll do a lymphatic clearing. Here we go. So this will be for people's ankles, or we'll just say legs. Here we go, and feet. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. Okay, everybody. Who's next? What's next?
Are you all done, Larry?
Are you there, Larry?
It feels good. I appreciate that. It's coming back to life again.
Okay. What's that saying? What is it? Who's on first? What's on second? And what's the other two? You know?
I'm blank,
Ron. Something
wrong.
Like that? Was that Abbott and Costello doing that one?
I hope they make it to home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Anyway, if anybody knows
okay,
the other words
you.
To that, I know we got
yeah,
two.
Yeah, now
ones,
I know what you mean, and I'm just drawing a blank.
I think it was Abbott and Costello.
I think it was, too. Maybe somebody can Google that or type it into the FOSS chat, and I'll try and look out for it.
Yeah, that'd be good to know. It's only, my case
whoop,
only
another happened. Beep.
Hello, it's Ed.
Go ahead, Carrie.
I think I heard a beep, and I think it's Ed. Are you there, Ed?
Yes, I am, and it's I don't
Hi,
know.
Ed.
Oh, Ed says it's I don't know. Yes, Ron,
did
you hear that?
Third.
Who's on first? Okay, so what, who and what, and I don't know?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know. That's good, Ed.
Okay. Well, that's
maybe
what I'm trying to tell
Wednesday
you.
Thing.
Okay, about a week ago.
Uh-oh.
About a week ago, I woke up, and the room was spinning. And I just fell back down in the bed because I couldn't stand it. It was like watching a moving picture held sideways. I've never had anything like that. And that's kept up for about a week now. It's gotten less and less, and now it's down to just if I move quickly, I have to stop and balance myself. And I lose my balance, and I tend to, like, flip over on one side and crash into a wall. It's not that bad now, but I'm afraid it's indicative of something going on in my brain or in, you know, because of my hematoma and stuff. And I was just hoping we could get a clearing for that before that turns into some kind of serious problem.
Okay, well, let's first put your spirit in properly, just in case that you know, if it isn't wrong. Here we go. Everybody, you're going out of your body and coming back in again. This is from being in your body and properly with the crash landing. So here we go. Coming in. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. In and out. We're fixed. So how do you feel, Ed? Any changes?
I didn't feel anything, but I wasn't feeling it when I asked. It's when I get up in the morning and when I move.
Okay, let's do a timeline crash here. Here we go. So this is for dizziness. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, oh, man, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ed, see if that helps you.
Okay, there's one other thing.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a reaction to some of the weekend cleansings or what, but I've been falling asleep all day and all night for 3 days. I mean, I sit down to do something, boom, I'm out. And that's been going on for 3 days. It's like I can't get any rest. I don't know what's going on.
I think you're balancing me out, Ed. I've been up doing night jobs and have hardly any sleep.
Well, then, let's do a recording release. Here we go, everybody, getting chords off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, space-time crash, Ed. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe you're only partly here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, maybe you're half here.
Okay, you know? I noticed one of the emotions that they've repeatedly used on me is the emotion of being left out. In other words, like everybody's having a good time, but I'm in the other room and I'm not invited. And they're trying to stir that up in me for some reason. I usually wake up before I start feeling it, but I wake up with just enough of it going on to be able to recognize what they're trying to make me feel.
Okay, boy.
So being
excluded. Yeah, I don't know what to say on that one.
Is that what you mean, Ed, being excluded from things?
Yeah, for example, one of them was there was this science fiction play or theater thing or movie or TV, something going on, and they were picking all the actors to be in it, and they picked everybody but me. And I personally thought I was highly qualified for the part in the dream. And I woke up to realize, hey, they're trying to make me feel left out. And I noticed that that's been a theme my entire life because I, for whatever reason, I'm different from most people, so I always do feel left out. But they're trying to play that up. They're trying to make me feel bad about it. You see?
So I would do a lot of timeline crashes for rejection. That's what it sounds like to me. You feel rejected.
Well, it's a little different. Emotion. Rejection is more personal. Like, you know, this is just left out. I mean,
okay.
Rejection, you got to be recognized to be rejected. This is like not even recognized yet. It's like that. And I notice a lot of times the calls and things, people don't understand what I'm saying. They just have no idea what I'm saying. I'll type things in, and they won't know what I mean.
Right.
And I'll speak about something, and they get it all wrong. And it's like I'm like in a half universe away from everybody. I don't know how else to say that other than, so I've always had that going on, and I think it's trying to be exacerbated so they can get some suffering mileage out of it, out of me.
Yeah, so just kind of not in sync with everybody else on your own wavelength in a way, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, Ron, is that something that Ed could timeline crash?
Yeah, I think I would try something like that. Definitely would be worth a try.
Okay.
Because it just feels that way to me, like it's you know, out of sync. Maybe the words aren't registering when you talk to people, possibly. You know, I'm just looking at what happens because the darkness can interject and change the timelines. You know, sometimes when I talk to people, this actually happens too, is that they won't hear all what I'm talking about. The dark side will do a timeline switch on them quickly, and they'll think that I said one thing instead of something else. And then when they ask me the question, like, why did I say that? Then I go, no, I didn't say that. This is what I said. And they go, well, I didn't hear you say that. And everybody else, they'll look at the person and say, yeah, you said that. Like, where are you? You know? So So that's what they could be doing to you. And maybe they're taking you out into another parallel life. And, you know, the consistency there of being in sync could be that problem. But being isolated might be that, being out, not in sync.
It's a technique. I figure it's a technique, you know, it's like I'm onto them now. It's like a technique to marginalize me or make me ineffective is what I believe it to be.
Yep. Okay, so let's do a timeline crash for that, Ed, see if that helps for being isolated, okay?
Thank you.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ed, we'll see if that helps you.
Okay,
thank
how about a spirit
calling.
Retrieval to go along with it?
What's that?
A spirit retrieval to go along with that?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ed, there you go.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Ed.
Sure, bye-bye.
There are loads of questions that have been typed in, so I just want to let you guys know. Maybe you can bring them onto the Friday show because I know we're not going to have time to get to them all. I'm going back a few pages, Ron, and somebody had a question about, I think it was Janice. I'm sorry, I'm not finding it really quickly enough here, but the question was, here it is, Tina. What would happen if I cleared CLS on the dark side practitioner clearing?
It shouldn't help it at all. Because the dark side practitioner would not be able to connect to light anyway, so it wouldn't help. You know, they could do all they could do or try to do something, but it wouldn't affect anything. So, it wouldn't be worth doing.
Okay, so that would go for any clearing, correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay. We have quite a few suggestions for topics for Wednesday shows. I think what I might do is just write them all down, Ron, rather than read them out right now, and then I can let you know them, perhaps. Just so we can get to some more questions. Is that okay, or do you want me to read them?
If you can read them quickly, that'd be great.
Okay, so, my cat is trying desperately to speak English in the living room. I don't know if you guys can hear him howling. I don't know what's wrong with him. Sorry, go on.
Maybe it's an entity. Entity, we'll get rid of entities here.
Okay, thank you.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm laughing. I got Larry's thing here. I did so many timeline crashes, my clocks all broke. that's great. So, interesting. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so here are some of the Wednesday ideas. Kathy is saying, my idea for a theme is testimonials. Pete is suggesting that each week we pick a different emotion or feeling, and we work on that and do lots of different types of clearings for that feeling, like timeline crashes and space-time crashes and billboard and, all the different ways that we can talk about, all the different ways that we can get rid of that emotion. I suppose so that we'd have sample clearings each week, and then in a year we would have worked on 52 different emotions. Okay, I'm going to the next page. Randy is saying, make Wednesday night twin flame reunion. Jane is saying, can you give us different homework each Wednesday? And then we
homework,
can follow.
Huh?
Yeah, we can follow up on what people experienced, I guess, the following Wednesday. That's an interesting idea, too.
Yeah, I did that a couple times, and people didn't want to report back.
Aha!
I asked that a couple of times, I think I did it twice in a row in different weeks, and nobody wanted to share what they experienced.
Well, we can try that once a month, and maybe if we have a regular group that's always on Wednesday doing homework, we'll get some responses. Maybe we could just throw a little piece of homework in when you think of it, Ron. I'll try and remember to bring it up. Because that wouldn't
Sounds
be a bad
great.
Idea. I mean, just simple things like our homework is to, drop into our heart 5 times a day for the next week, and then we'll see how everybody's doing as a result of that. Or homework could be remembering to shrink wrap yourself when you go out every day into the world, stuff like that, and I'm sure you can come up with lots more, Ron, but that's just what popped into my head. I'm not seeing any more Wednesday ideas. I think that might be it, so I hope I read them all out. Let's have a look. What's the time? 49. Okay, we have time for a couple more questions. I'm not sure if this is attached to anything else, Everett, but Everett is asking, I believe, for a timeline crash for communication. So maybe miscommunication even.
Okay. Here we go.
Probably related to Ed and being misunderstood, perhaps.
Yeah, so I guess to go along with this one, you'd want to see what your billboard says. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so it looks like a few people are liking the homework idea, Micah or Mika and Everett, and then Janice is just requesting we call it something else because it sounds too much like school.
Yeah,
so we could try that. Let's try that next week if we remember. If somebody types in for Ron.
So people who are on Wednesday, what can we give them an assignment for?
Okay, we're starting the homework right now, everybody.
Yep. Oh, got the report out.
Well, Ron, what do you think we're worst at doing? And maybe you should tell us that request that we do that for. What do you think everybody should be doing more of that we're not doing? I'll put myself on the chopping block here. I'm really bad at doing the mind to heart drop because I have so much stuff to get done during the day that when I do the mind to heart drop, I can't get stuff done. I just sit there feeling wonderful and don't want to do anything. So maybe I'm just suggesting this maybe for myself. Probably all of you do it a lot more often than I do, but I know I need a lot more practice on that.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's see if people can at least try to do it, 3 times a day. You'd have to probably You know, it's so busy during the day for most people that, you know, unless you could set your phone to go off at a certain time or something, or pick a certain time that you could do that, you know, but I do know how it gets to be busy. And, you know, all of a sudden the day's gone, just like the show is, you know.
Right.
It starts and it's over, and you wonder, gee, where'd this hour go? The only thing I'm seeing changing around me is it's a light in the sky. You know, it's getting darker. So anyway, that's my indication that time is moving on.
Yep.
I haven't started up my my atomic clocks. I bought two clocks a long time ago. I don't know, a couple years, 3 years or something, you know. And I liked it because they have the remote temperature thing on it. And I guess the battery went dead on that. And I don't even know where I put it. I didn't see what it is outside, but the clock stopped. So I have never turned that clock back on again. So it's just sitting in front of me here, blank. I do have another clock that I use in the computer, but that main clock that I used to always look at, which is very nice, get the temperature and stuff on it. You know, but plus it was too hard for me to even program it, you know. Anyway, where do we go from here?
Here's another suggestion from Randy Wednesday night, teaching us to heal our spirit.
That would be good. You'd have to do a lot of spirit infusion. You know, on any one of the clearings where we have spirit infusion, that will help to bring that into you. But I think the mind of heart drop would probably be a good starting point here.
Okay.
And you want to do the mind of heart drop when you have a confrontation of whatever. You know, somebody calls you up to tell you about a situation that wasn't very good for them, because they want you to, you know, console them, which is what we do here. And sometimes people become empathic and pick up their energies, and then that's all they're thinking about is what's going on, and or maybe the person dumped on them, and the person feels great, but they now, or you are now in misery because it activated your DNA of all the stuff inside of you that needs to be healed. So now you have their load plus your own. So that's kind of what happens too. That's why, you know, you would, you know, almost always, you know, I recommend, you know, if you haven't had that emotional whole lifetime clearing, get that and do the unlimited, because every day, you know, as time moves forward, things happen. And more than likely, the people in your life, after you have that clearing, you're going to find other people, or maybe no people at all, to communicate with, because you don't want their stuff. Remember, it's okay if all the stuff that's inside of you is still buried, okay? You know, it's like that saying, let the dead bury the dead, you know? Because you could be working on yourself with these clearings, the lightship clearings, you know, for, you know, hundreds of lifetimes. Remember, they imprinted you with all this stuff. All you want to get cleared out of you is this lifetime to get your spirit back into you. If it hasn't been activated yet, you know, just let it stay in you. It doesn't make any difference. So you don't have to clear everything out of you, and you probably never could do that. The only thing you want to clear out is what's in this lifetime, your stuff. And then you go deeper and get your stuff cleared out. And if nobody comes into your life, you know, and you feel really good, then somebody comes in and mentions something, and then all of a sudden, you know, your spirit goes, hey, I got this down here. This happened, you know, 25 lifetimes ago. Same situation. Then it pulls it up, is on the forefront, and now you got to deal with it. And this is what happens. This is why we have the unlimited on the emotional clearance. You can get in there and say, oh, man, this thing popped up. I'm going to get rid of it. So that's why we have it. But trying to fix yourself, everything wrong with you for, you know, 50,000 years of thoughts, you know how many thoughts you have each day. I mean, forget it. You couldn't even conceive of doing all of that. That's why the clearings that we have are whole lifetime clearings. only of the one clearing, basically, that's the century going back, getting rid of a lot of stuff on emotions. But, you know, you can't do seven generations, too, on different clearings if you have to go deeper on an issue. But mainly, you know, what we have is very sufficient. And people will bring stuff to you to dump on you so that you all of a sudden now don't feel worthy. You know, just think, someday you wake up and you feel great, and the phone rings, and all of a sudden it's, you know, Aunt Mabel telling you about her chicken that she loved, you know, died, you know. And what are you going to do with that? You know, you go, oh, man, now I got a problem with death, you know. And then you may think, do I got another barcode on me? The chicken died, you know. So all of a sudden it just starts different things going. So this is why, you know, you really don't want to talk to people, you know, but let them be where they are. But anyway, you know, we do have to communicate, but I think you all understand what I'm saying. Because the people will trigger your DNA, you know. That's why you want to keep your billboard cleaned off. Only bring forth what you want to experience. You get to get the nano chart clearing to clear away all this stuff of different words and things that would affect you. So you're not controlled by that. You know, maybe do the planetary clearing and stars, vortexes, and things, and also, you know, the emotional one. So anyway, you can probably see where I'm going with this here, because the clearings are very, very important. So, and people will bring you their stuff. So back to you, Carrie. And I think our time's about over here. The clock's moving. Hello, Carrie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm chatting away here, and I put myself on mute because the cat's so loud. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour, and the show looks like it's done. So, I guess we'll be back on Wednesday at 7 on station. No, Wednesday's today. Okay, this is what happens when you haven't had enough sleep. We're back on Friday on station 2 at 7 Pacific and 10 Eastern. Okay, so that's it, I guess, for me, Ron. Thanks for all the clearings, and thanks to the callers who called in, and I guess we'll see you on Friday.
Okay, so we'll see you later, everybody. So blessings. Have a great evening. Bye, everyone. See you on Friday, Station 2. Blessings.